Hey, Carlos, getting ready for this final game of this series against Toronto. But, you know, 23 years ago today was 9/11, and baseball has always been such a healing part of that for the city, whether it's the Yankees or whether it is the Mets. But 2001, I know you were young in your baseball career, 22. What do you remember about that time? Where were you?
Yeah, you know, obviously crazy times when it first happened and when you're seeing it happen in real time. I was with the Giants as a player, you know, rehabbing that year. I had surgery and I spent the whole summer in Arizona and then just watching it develop. Yeah, it was sad, scary. I didn't know what to think. I was, I don't know, probably 18, 19 years old at the time. And yeah, and here we are today, 23 years later, you know, honoring all the people, the men and women that lost their life, you know, honoring those, you know, the first responders.
You guys are wearing the hats today. I know you're right now you're wearing the NYPD hat. There's some FDNY hats, other first responders. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. It means a lot, like I said, honoring all the lives that were lost that day and then, you know, all the families that were affected by it. And here we are, you know, showing a little bit of appreciation because it means a lot to the game, to our organization, to our city, and you know, to our country. So, yeah.
I know as you head into this final game that the bats, all of a sudden, a couple days go by, they're struggling a little bit right now, and it's happening to everybody, which is always kind of strange to see because hitting is such an individual thing. What are you seeing right now?
Yeah, it's funny because usually it's hard to get nine guys going at the same time, but it feels like we usually have two or three guys that can carry our offense. We keep talking about how deep our lineup is, and when two or three guys are struggling, you got two or three guys that are going. And for the past few days, we haven't been able to put together some really good at-bats as a team and get something going. You got to give teams credit. You know, I think it's part of baseball that you're going to go through stretches where it's going to be hard. But overall, I like the at-bats by some of the guys, and we just got to get it together, you know. And pretty sure it'll happen today.
Facing Bowden Francis, a young pitcher who's actually pretty good, maybe not a household name quite yet. And it's always difficult when you see a guy for the first time ever. And what is the challenge of that? Because it's happened a couple times. It's not just the Mets, but anytime a new lineup gets eyes on somebody instead of film, it's different. So how challenging is it?
Yeah, and he's been throwing the ball really well. When you look at the past outing, not only he's throwing the ball well, but he's going deep in games. You know, he's taking, you know, he's had outings where he goes to the seventh, to the eighth, and he's going to attack, man. The fastball, he's not afraid to throw the fastball. He's using the split a lot more now to righties, lefties, and he's got the ability to get righties and lefties out. So I think with us not being familiar with him, yeah, we have a game plan, but we got to go out there and dictate at bats. We got to be ready for the fastball. Don't get caught in between and just be ready to go from pitch one.
At this point of the year in September, all these games, you want to win every single one, obviously, but there's a feel to when a guy takes the mound. What's the feel when Sean Manaea day for the Mets?
Yeah, it's a good feeling, you know, and I think you can make a case for, you know, when Severino takes the ball, when Peterson, even though he didn't have a good day last night, that there's a good feeling. And definitely with Sean taking the ball today with an opportunity to win a series, you know, like I said, we feel good about it, and we just got to go out there and do it.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Yep, you got it.